call today.
980.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything as we launch here in hour number two of the program. And as always, you can take control at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we began telling you the story, which is a pretty disturbing story, of an Ohio Department of Agriculture raid on a food co-op. And this apparently was in the Cleveland area. Food co-op was called the Mana Storehouse. And they came in there. They allegedly pointed weapons at the family that lives in this particular this piece of property. They stole over $10,000 worth of food, according to the details on a different story at MorningJournal.com. They confiscated hundreds of pounds of processed beef, large amounts of lamb, turkey, and other perishable products. They also stole office files, a computer, two cell phones, and other electronic devices. And, of course, this was all done with a SWAT team coming in with their weapons drawn as though that these were some sort of dangerous criminals.
And what are the kids going to be thinking about the government as they grow up? There's some young kids. Some of them are toddlers. Some of them are older, I believe. But what are they going to be thinking of police and the government in general when this is some of their first memories are traumatizing memories of the police busting in on them because their parents were operating a business?
Well, the government has made its own bed here, right? I mean, they've been doing this stuff for years, and this has been they've been ostracizing people with their police state tactics, whether it's in drug raids or raids on food co-ops or whatever sort of terrorism it is that they're committing against the American people. They've sown the seeds of their, and they are sowing the seeds of their own destruction. I mean, if they continue to do this, and they will, if they continue to do this kind of police state behavior, more and more people are going to be fed up, and they're going to be looking for answers. They're going to be looking for solutions as to what can be done about this awful, tyrannical situation that we've gotten ourselves into here. So the more, I mean, on the positive side, the more tyrannical the state becomes, the more likely people are to wake up to its inherent violence.
Right. I know that a lot of people think that, well, a lot of this can't happen to me because I'm not a drug dealer and I don't live near drug dealers, so they're not going to raid my home.
Or I'm law abiding.
Right. I'm law abiding. Well, look, they're doing it to people who are running a food co-op now.
Yeah. I mean, anybody's game. Anytime the state perceives that money is changing hands, there's a good chance that they will take interest in what it is you're doing. Now, you described to us, Toby, the way the food co-ops tend to work is that essentially various different families and other interested parties that want to increase their buying power will essentially throw money into the co-op, and the co-op then buys food, whether it's meat or peanut butter or whatever, in a large bulk amount. So they get bulk buy discounts,
yep,
and then they can pass on the savings to their co-op members.
It's a great way to save money, but the government doesn't really like being cut out of the loop, I guess.
No,
they want their
not.
Cut.
No, now if it was just you and I, if it was just you and I, Toby, and in our direct family, so our girlfriends, if it was just the four of us that decided to go in and buy some things together, it would be no big deal. It would be like going out to dinner or something like that. Obviously, the government doesn't regulate that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I just did it. We went to BJ's Wholesale with my friend to share their car.
Well, BJ's is paying their fees. So
it's okay. So they're not going to get raided because they've paid the government off.
Exactly. You're safe there. But apparently, if you get your group larger than a certain size and they start to do business up to a certain point, whatever that point is completely arbitrary, that number that will trigger a government response, then they get interested and then they make claims about how you have to do certain things in order to avoid having an armed raid on your family's home. According to Cleveland.com and their story where the police are trying to dodge all the accusations, the internet stories that have come out, the blog posts about this experience that have come out have essentially said that the cops came in just like they would on any drug raid, with guns pointed at family members, terrorizing people, stealing their products, stealing their money, stealing their computers and things like that. And the cops are just saying, oh, no. In fact, Officer Resendez, their bureaucrat, says that there weren't even any semi-automatic weapons here. Apparently, they were all handling revolvers or MP5s, one or the other. And then they say nobody was held at gunpoint. Now, that can be translated to mean that nobody had a gun pointed directly at them, but if there were guns in the officers' hands and they were pointed at the floor, as far as I'm concerned, that's good enough. The storehouse owners declined to comment at the time of the article was written. None of the internet posts quote the family directly, though a few of them include an email reportedly from the family. Family members said they might have a statement later in the week. Mana Storehouse is an organic and all-natural food co-op in Ohio. And it's apparently they sell dry goods, household items, and frozen meats. At the same time, the store policies say it does not sell to the public, only to members of the co-op who pay a membership fee, openly proclaiming that it is not licensed and does not plan to obtain a license. Mana has members affirm that they, quote, take full responsibility for their own health, health choices, and food quality, unquote. So you'd think you'd have your butt covered with a statement like that.
Yeah, and as a customer, as a consumer, I would feel more comfortable with their stamp of approval. Like, we guarantee our product, we have satisfied customers, and we stand behind our product. I'd trust that a little bit more than some stamp of approval from the FDA or something, or government stamp of approval of this is safe. Presumably one of the reasons you need to get licensed, not only so that you can pay your taxes to the government, but also so that you're not selling unsafe food that could give people food poisoning.
According to this, the big issue here, according to the assistant county prosecutor, he says that any business that sells perishable foods must be licensed and follow regulations covering those who store and supply food. There is no exception in the law for a co-op, he said, and Mana cannot ask customers to waive safety regulations. So, essentially, what this guy is saying is that you don't have an unlimited right to contract. Now, in the I believe it's the Constitution. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but it's my understanding that one of the basic conceptual concepts of this government that we have was that you, as an individual, were to have the unlimited right to contract and to make your own decisions for yourself and to get into whatever agreements you want to get into. But essentially, this is the government people in Ohio saying that, well, yeah, you can't just waive your ability to you can't just waive the safety regulations by signing a document. So by signing the agreement that says I'm responsible for my own choices and food quality and health choices and all of that they have their members sign, that apparently is not good enough because you can't make decisions for yourself when it comes to food safety, Toby.
Yeah, the government's got to look out for you. You couldn't do it without the government. And if the government wasn't out there giving people the stamp of approval or taking their bribe, essentially, so that they can run their business without being raided, this is costing businesses more money. And, I mean, who knows? It could make the food less safe because instead of concentrating on making sure that your product is good, you're going and asking the government for permission, paying them off, paying them money. Where you could be putting those resources into your business, into making sure that your food is safe.
And safety was not an issue here. I went to the Mana Storehouse website, looked a little bit about what they are and how long they've been around. They've been around for 9 years. So clearly, safety's not an issue. We haven't had anybody dying from Mana Storehouse food. Otherwise, I'm sure somebody would have gotten wind of that, and then they'd be doing a raid saying, hey, people have been getting sick. You know, that's not what they're saying.
Or they lose all their customers.
Right, they lose their customers. Word would spread. You would not be able to be in business for 9 years if you were doing something that was inherently unsafe or doing business practices that were putting your customers at risk.
Now, they need to have a license because they're a co-op, apparently. But at what point is it going?
I don't think it's an actual co-op license. It's just a license to, like, sell food, essentially.
So could they give it away, essentially?
They could give the food away, yes. It's the money-changing hands that's the issue here.
At what point, though, is the government going to want to regulate it to the point where you can't even grow your own vegetables and eat them yourself without a stamp of approval? I mean, it's getting to that point almost.
It's not quite there yet, but you're right. It is getting to that point. They're really going after the little guys. They're really going after the mom-and-pop operations here. And, of course, it makes sense for them to go after the mom-and-pop operations, right? Because mom-and-pops don't have the big corporate pockets that somebody like Hannaford's or some international grocer would have in order to fight these regulatory situations that might pop up. I mean, if you go after a big corporation, a big food distributor, Monsanto or something like that, they've got all the lawyers already on staff ready to jump at the drop of a hat to fight whatever it is the government comes up with. But if it's just the Mana Storehouse on the west side of Cleveland, run by a small family, what are they going to do? I mean, hiring a lawyer is going to probably put them out of business. 1-800-259-9231. A little more on this and your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative, InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the wiki with over 1,800 pages. Created by listeners like you, go to wiki.freetalklive.com, see what that's all about, and edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, authors of the Quick and Dirty Guide to War talk about current and future conflicts around the world, and Joseph Simonet discusses real-world knife fighting, all at paladinpodcast.com. Paladinpodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, that's paladinpodcast.com. We're still in the midst of discussing a story that's pretty disturbing and should be a wake-up call to anybody out there, especially anybody who is concerned with, well, the ability to acquire food for oneself without having to go and jump through a bunch of governmental hoops, fill out paperwork, hire lawyers to figure out how to understand and to comply with various different governmental regulations. We're talking about the story of the Mana Storehouse in western Cleveland, Ohio. They were raided earlier this month by the Department of Agriculture there in Ohio, as well as local cops. And the excuse for the raid is that apparently the company, or the Mana Storehouse, which has been operating for... co-op and operating for 9 years. Apparently, they didn't get any complaints about unsafe food or any sort of dangerous conditions going on there. What the problem is, according to the government, is that the Mana Storehouse has been operating for 9 years illegally, meaning that they didn't jump through the regulatory hoops that the government says that they need to jump through. Why? Well, it's obviously not about safety, because people are safe. Nobody has gotten sick from the Mana Storehouse food in the last 9 years. So it's not about safety. As usual, it's about obedience. The county prosecutor is saying that any business that sells perishable foods must be licensed and must follow regulations covering those who store and supply food. Now, those regulations could include all kinds of things. A lot of times, business regulations will mandate that you have to use certain equipment that meets certain standards. So, like, you know, putting the food in that refrigerator is not okay. You have to put a food in a special commercial-level kind of refrigerator.
One that costs several thousand dollars.
Right, one of those walk-in refrigerators or something like that. I mean, I don't know what their setup was. Maybe they already had a nice walk-in freezer or something like that at the storehouse. They probably do. I mean, it sounded like they had a lot of food. So who knows? I mean, it may be that their business is already set up to where complying with the regulations wouldn't be a big deal. However, the original blog post that we read said that the owners of the storehouse, when the government people started coming after them with their, you know, they always send their written warnings and that stuff, they'd written them back asking for assistance in understanding the regulations and complying with them. And, of course, the government never got back in touch, because it's not their responsibility to help you understand what they're demanding of you.
Of course not.
They can make whatever demands they want of you, and it's up to you to figure out how to obey those demands and what those demands are.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You know, every government regulation is backed up by force, or the threat of violence that
yep.
is, and it's usually just a threat. But this story really shows that there really is real violence that will happen to you if you're not following the government's guidelines, regulations, whatever it is. If you're not playing their game, you could get raided and have guns pointed at yourself and your family. I mean, it's complete insanity. And this is America, the land of the free we're talking about here.
Apparently, you're only free if you've asked mommy government permission first.
So doesn't this story wake people up? Stories like this is don't
these stories don't get reported very wide. Nobody, you can guarantee nobody outside of the Cleveland area has really heard this story, with the exception of those who've spotted it on the internet. I mean, it's gotten more coverage now than it would have 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, but it's probably just on the internet. It probably wasn't on CNN or something like that.
I doubt it.
I mean, but it should be. It should be a wake-up yep. call that this is the state of affairs right now. We live in a police state. If you have to, if you're getting your home raided and guns pointed at you and your family because you don't have the proper license to sell your co-op food, how much further can they go?
It will go further. You can guarantee that, because, as we know, government doesn't just stop. It doesn't ever, ever say, well, that's it. We've had it. Shutting down our operations here. We're never going to pass another law. We have the perfect laws.
And as you said, they go after the little guy, because if they were going after someone like Monsanto Foods, yeah. They busted into their corporate office with guns blazing. They'd have quite the lawsuit on their hands.
Yeah,
but
they'd have the lawyers on the staff right there to come run out and deal with the situation.
But when they're going after the little guy, there's not much the little guy can do about it.
Let's go to your phone calls. Melinda's on the line in Pennsylvania. Melinda, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This is my first time calling in. First of all, thank you for bringing this to our attention. And I'm just really horrified by it. And I just wanted to toss something out to you that just thinking out loud here that the motivation of the government might possibly be a lot more insidious than just trying to have control of the money. And I think it does have to do with genetically modified crops and Monsanto. You see, more and more people around the country are realizing that a lot of our foodstuffs, and especially when it comes to like corn and soybeans, are being genetically modified and realize, finding out on their own, forced to find out on our own because we're not going to find it out. The government's not going to tell us how dangerous these things are.
What is it that now? Why is it that that's dangerous? I don't really understand what the problem with that is. I mean, going in and modifying the genes of food is done, as I understand it, to make first of all different foods we've never seen before, like various different types of apples that have never existed on the market, but also to make them hardier to things like pests. So therefore, you can increase the amount of yield that a certain plot of farmland will give up, the bounty essentially of the food that it will yield. So I just don't understand what the paranoia is all about. Can you explain
that?
Well,
the thing is, I think that it's healthy to be slightly paranoid and suspicious of what a company like Monsanto is doing. I don't claim to have all of the answers, and because I don't have all the answers, I'm suspicious. I do notice that I live rural in Pennsylvania, and I saw exactly one honeybee this year. I saw three of them last year. I'm seeing changes taking place, and I can't tell you that I'm absolutely positive. I know.
Does that have something to do with genetically modified foods? Or I mean, it seems to me that the big scare about genetically modified foods is kind of coming from the religious community, the people that are saying that, oh, no, you shouldn't mess with God's creation.
No.
That's wrong.
No, it's coming from a lot of different communities of people. It's coming from scientists. If you can research and find more and more information online about it, and like I said, I don't claim to have all the answers, but because I don't have them, and I do know that what is happening in India with Monsanto and the genetically modified seeds is that what happens is that it forces them to become sort of sterile, if you will, okay? And then they're forcing the farmers to use genetically modified seeds, and when you use those, you can't use your own, which you can use them from year to year. You can use the seeds that you harvest.
I'm not sure how
they're
forcing the farmers to do that.
Yes, they are. And thousands of farmers have died this year, have committed suicide.
Committed suicide?
Yes, because their lives are ruined. Their livelihood is ruined. And
are we talking about farms around the world? Hang on, Melinda. I'll bring you back for more of this. I'm curious what she's talking about. It's Free Talk Live.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free. freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. That's libertarianseminars.com. We started by talking about a food cooperative that was recently raided in Ohio, and we might get back to a few more details on that. But we went to talk to Melinda, who's still with us in Pennsylvania. And Melinda, you were telling us that you believe that one of the reasons why this food co-op was raided is some sort of protectionist racket for the big companies, and you tied it in with the genetically modified food phenomenon, and that kind of took us off into the realm of talking about genetically modified foods, because I personally am somebody who has heard some of the scary stories about genetically modified Franken foods, and I just feel like it's silly nonsense. I mean, Toby, you mentioned something during the break, and you pointed out that one of the concerns with the genetically modified foods is the patenting factor. And on that point, I will agree with you 100%. The idea that if you genetically modify a strawberry, for instance, to be more or less susceptible to cold, then you could somehow patent that particular gene, essentially, or that DNA.
And if you were the only ones with the seeds and you were planting them, that would be one thing. But the problem is the pollen cross-pollinates with other non-genetically modified food, and then the companies like Monsanto oftentimes go out and sue the little farmer saying
that's
that
what's happening.
You're stealing our genetically modified food. We own the patent.
That's what's happening.
So that's what's happening. Melinda, wouldn't you say that's less of a problem with genetically modified foods and more of a problem with the patent system and the intellectual monopoly?
We don't know. I will just tell you this, that I love to cook and I love to eat and I love really good vegetables and fruits. Whenever I go to the store, they are becoming more uniform in appearance, larger, and more tasteless. Now, I don't know what to say about that because they don't have to label it that it's genetically modified. Okay? And I also have a new grandchild, and I just really begin to worry about these things when I can't find all the answers. So I'm not here to say that I have all the answers, but because I'm not able to get them and I'm going just by the most basic, my own taste and the way that it looks, the texture of it, things are changing. You know, and I don't need a gigantic grapefruit that is twice as large as it should be if it's not going to even taste that good.
Well, I can't say that I've noticed that myself. Toby, have you noticed that food tastes different today than it used to in the past?
No, I'm not a very picky eater.
How about the tomatoes and being able to have them out of season? But they don't even resemble a tomato.
Well, a lot of tomatoes come from other countries where seasons are different. So if you're getting a tomato from Brazil, it's kind of a different growing season down there. So.
And they're also using a lot of the genetically modified. Let me just finish what I was saying about India, is that they put pressure on these farmers, and you're absolutely right about the patents, and then they have to sign something saying that they're going to just be indebted to them for their patents. And not use their own seeds, and they follow them around, and I don't know if they're arrested or what, but they are definitely penalized if they find that they're using their own seeds. And for the farmers that they're not able to force to do this, they have a scam, if you will, that they send a woman out there to the villages to talk to the women that are married to the farmers and tell them, you know how wonderful it is going to be for you. Your hands will remain soft. You won't have to go out there and work so hard in the fields. It's going to help because there won't be as many pests, and you just won't have as many problems. And then the woman in turn will begin to work on her husband.
You know, I'm definitely with you when it comes to the legal aspect of this. I think that having the ability to patent DNA is outrageous. I mean, I'm against the patenting system, period. But it seems like what we're talking about here, everything that you've said, seems to be more mostly a critique of the legal system and how it's being used by the big corporations to suppress the mom and pops. And on that point, I completely agree with you. And I thank you for the call, Melinda. The idea of patenting DNA is ludicrous, and I think patents in general are a bad idea.
And maybe I just say that they, if they don't label them, that they're genetically modified, and we don't have all the answers yet that I, as an American citizen, have a right to know what I'm purchasing.
Well, you don't have the right to know that unless the company decides to tell you what it is that you're purchasing. So what you should do is go to your grocer and ask them to begin a labeling system. Don't just wait for the government to mandate something like that.
They always confess that there isn't really anything that they can do, and that's why that I purchase food from my local people I know what they grow, I know what they use on it, what they don't use on it, and I believe that that's what we should do is buy locally.
It sounds like you've come up with a solution for yourself that makes you feel good, and I thank you for the call. That's what's important, feeling good. 800-259-9231.
She reminds me of my mom. I mean, my mom's the same way. She claims that she could taste the difference.
Yeah. That's great.
She's like, look at this, can't you taste the difference? It's organic, locally grown.
No.
I'm like, no.
I've tried that too. I used to have somebody that I knew that was really into the organic stuff, and they brought me an organic strawberry, and it was a tasty strawberry, but it wasn't any tastier than any other strawberry I'd ever eaten. I mean, maybe if I had a organic and non-organic strawberry in front of me, I could tell the taste difference. But even that's subjective because it's one crop versus another crop. Where is it at its ripeness period? Is it ripe enough? Is it? You can't. It's just you can't accurately compare these things, right. I don't think. And something else I wanted to point out here. There are more calls coming in on this genetically modified food topic because I guess a lot of people have something to say about it. A lot of people are concerned, or maybe some people are in support. We'll find out what they have to say, but the thing I think is most interesting, Toby, is all of this, this conversation that we're having here is really an example of how wealthy we truly are in this country. I mean, the whole idea that you and I and Melinda and everybody else that's going to call in has the ability to sit here and banter about whether the tomatoes taste better or not this year than they did 20 years ago really shows that we're so incredibly wealthy because a lot of the world is starving.
Yes.
A lot of the world doesn't have a tomato to eat. So, I mean, the whole idea that we are so concerned about what might happen as a result of helping these crops become more resilient to cold and helping the crops, making them larger and making them more hardy crops, and so you can harvest more in the same space than you could have 20 or 100 years ago. These genetically modified foods can help put food in people's mouths. And what do Americans do? They get all concerned about, well, oh God, will it reduce a year of our lifespan? What will this do to us? We haven't tested it. We need long-term testing. We need to make sure. No, I'm not saying Melinda was saying that. I'm reading some of the things on the internet, yeah. What people are saying about genetically modified foods. Like, my gosh.
Well, you know.
You are so spoiled.
Even like it or don't like it, with the population the way it's going without genetically modified food, we're not going to be able to feed everyone. I mean, right now, I believe we grow enough food if we didn't throw a lot of it away, which we do throw a lot of the food we grow away mm-hmm. rather than giving it to poor people. Anyways, that's a different subject. We have enough to feed everyone, I think, 3,000 calories per day, which is enough to grow fat off of, like your average American. But we're not doing that currently. If we stop doing genetically modified food, we're not going to be able to do that. There's going to be more people starving, not fewer ones. Yes, right. There are definitely legal issues that should be resolved with genetically modified
food.
A lot of people are starving in countries because their farmers are getting kicked out. Their crops are getting taken away by Monsanto and other companies. But that's a legal issue,
yes.
genetically
right.
modified
the major
issue.
Scare with the actual food seems to be what might happen. We need more testing. Well, you know what, I'm happy just having food to eat.
Yes, yes.
I like having food to eat. And I like having... She was talking about how there are less choices. I don't know what she's talking about. Look at the apple section. There's like 50 apples now.
I'm overwhelmed already.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your holiday shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. You can shop in 41 categories. You can buy used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. You can, of course, read reviews of the products that you're planning on purchasing to find out if they're any good. And you can get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Of course, as it gets closer to Christmas time, you're probably going to have to speed up your shipping if you want to make it in time.
I believe there's still a day or two left to get the free Super Saver shipping in time for Christmas.
You're probably correct. So do not delay. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get all your holiday shopping done. And any other time of the year, whenever you need stuff, you can find it at amazon.freetalklive.com. Oh, and one other thing. If you're looking at buying computer parts, you'll want to consider shopping at newegg.freetalklive.com. They're kind of the internet authority on all things computer parts, where I do my computer parts shopping. And we'll get a percentage if you enter through that link at Newegg. That's newegg.freetalklive.com.
They've been around for a long time. I built my first computer off parts from Newegg.
It's another good website. They've got great reviews on their sites as well, user reviews of all the parts, and a useful site. Newegg.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. We talk to Thomas in California. Oh, excuse me. Make that David in New York. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the GMO food, and I must say the statements you made before the last break made me a little angry.
Okay. What statement in particular?
Well, just the fact that you're advocating something you don't seem to completely understand, and I'm not claiming that I completely understand it either, but based on the fact that it's a new frontier in science, and based on the fact that animals and plants can procreate and spread their genes among the planet, it seems to me it needs to be something that we're really careful about. I mean, Monsanto is designing Terminator genes, which stop the plants from reproducing, so you have to go back to Monsanto for a new set of seeds.
Okay, well, right. I see where you're coming from on that. Now you're talking about legal issues. Now you're talking about issues that have to do with business. And are we talking about the
spread?
Uh-huh.
The pollen from the canola seeds spread to other people's canola plants and kills them. And it can potentially wipe out any specific species they choose to genetically modify. Now, when you think of an organism, when you think of an apple is just not one thing. An apple tree is just not one thing. It's millions of thousands of cells with different functions. When they genetically modify something, they take a gene gun and shoot a genetic string inside the DNA code. And in that DNA code is a whole bunch of stuff that we don't completely understand yet. It's basically a lineage of the plant and where it came from and what it evolved from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you get unpredicted reactions. Before you advocate something like this, I advise you to watch The Seeds of Deception and maybe read a book on it or something, because it has to be one of the scariest issues humanity is facing.
Wait,
and if you notice how
so
they came
scary,
out on
I'm sorry,
TV,
what is so scary about putting food in people's mouths that don't have
well,
it?
Well, the food issue is because the planet's badly managed. We got enough water, we got enough sunshine to grow all the food we possibly need without genetically modifying anything. We got enough
But we don't
around
in the
equator
as
to grow
the Earth population
tenfold.
Goes up, we're not going to have enough land to grow food without using genetically modified food. We're not going to be able to feed everyone on the planet without modifying.
That's not true at all. You could fit everybody into Australia with a third of an acre, and I brought that issue up last time I called in.
That may be true, but farmers only have a certain size of an area in which they can grow, and if genetically modified foods allows them to triple their yield, I don't know what it does, you know, how much extra yield they get, but it's significant, worth doing, apparently. If
you're messing with the fabric of life in
so
ways
what?
That we cannot understand.
So? I mean, that's like saying that you shouldn't have surgery because you're messing with the fabric of life.
But that
so?
Can't spread.
Look, I see where you're coming from
planet.
With this. Look, I'm with you, David, on the idea that, like, Monsanto's creating some sort of Terminator seed that you can only grow once. I think that's an awful idea, and it has to do with intellectual property, and it has to do with, you know, them trying to monopolize the business. So I'm with you on that point. But I have no objection to people modifying things and changing things and experimenting and seeing
and
what
putting
works.
Putting that out in the air where it can affect all the flora and fauna on the planet without doing proper research about it?
Putting
without
what
having
out
an open
in the
forum
air?
With the people?
What, putting what in the air? What are you talking about?
Well, when you grow plants, they throw pollen around, don't they? That's
yeah.
how they reproduce, correct?
Okay, sure.
You can cross-pollinate plants, correct? I mean, that's how we got half the stuff we see on the planet today is from
right.
cross-pollination.
Okay.
So when you genetically modify something and you get an unpredictable reaction and you put that out in a farm somewhere, it could potentially spread from one corner of the globe to the next, correct?
I guess that's potentially true, but genetically modified foods have been around since the early 1990s, so where is this big calamity that you're talking about? Seems to me that we have more food than we ever had before, and it's working pretty well, with the exception of the legal issues that we've been talking about.
If you watch The Seeds of Deceptions, you will see what's going on. They show the farmers.
I'm sure it's a very balanced presentation. Thank you for the call, David. 800-259-9231.
Reminds me of my freshman year in college where my environmental studies teacher was all the same exact.
Same stuff?
Same stuff. And
did he force you to watch The Seeds of Deception?
We watched something like that. I don't know which one it was. But it got to the point where people were just shutting him out because it was just so ridiculous about it, telling doom and gloom within the next 5 years, and that was 5 years ago, actually 6 years ago, and we haven't all died yet. They said that if we continued down this line of genetically modified food, there would be no way for any of us, for us to grow any crops whatsoever in the next 5 to 10 years.
It's going to scorch the earth.
And we're still able to grow crops. I mean, yes, potentially right. with the Terminator seeds, you can potentially do have drastic effects in theory, but it doesn't happen, it seems.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's still regular seeds out there that you can grow. It's not like every seed in the world is the Terminator seed. I guess he's suggesting that that will somehow mix with the existing plants to where it will create new Terminator plants where they didn't exist before. Which...
But it hasn't done that yet. That's
right.
That's the theory that my environmental studies teacher was trying to push on us, that that's going to happen and it'll ruin everything for everyone, but it isn't.
1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from you with your thoughts on this genetically modified foods. Is it a nightmare waiting to happen, or is it something that's great because it'll put food in starving people's mouths? I'll take the latter. Let's talk to Brian in New Hampshire. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live on the AMP line.
Hey, guys. I'm not listening to the show. I'm still without power or internet, but Dr. Osborne called me and said you were talking about bees or something.
Yeah, one of the callers earlier in this whole genetically modified food conversation dropped a suggestion that there seems to be some problem with the bees. And I remember this was an issue like a year ago where some people were saying that the bees were disappearing. And that's what she was alleging, that the bees are going away and it has something to do with genetically modified foods. What do you have to say?
Yeah, well, it even has an acronym, CCE, Colony Collapse Disorder. And, yeah, the people are saying, well, there's not as many bees, and we don't know why. Although there are people in the organic bee community who do know why, or think they know why, and that's what we do. The problem that really hasn't been addressed is that they've been breeding bees to be bigger and bigger and bigger. Because a bigger bee, like a bigger, you know, airplane, can carry more payload.
Mm-hmm.
So as these bees get bigger, you know, they're to make more honey, these tracheal mites that obviously come in the trachea of the bee can take over because they have more room to, you know, to do their damage.
Uh-huh.
And the organic beekeepers are starting to make smaller bees, and it's really easy. You take the same bees and you just give them a smaller place, you know, a smaller cell to put their young ones in,
mm-hmm.
and they end up being smaller. Now, these smaller ones don't produce as much honey, but they do, they are much less vulnerable to this tracheal mite thing.
So they've solved the problem by reversing the process?
Yeah, they've solved it by making the bees back to what their, you know, normal size has been for the past 10 million years.
Right, and with this whole, I mean, it sounds similar to the seed situation. Like, if you have the seeds that are causing all this damage, then you just go back to using the old seeds. It's not like those have disappeared off the face of the earth, and it's not like regular bees have completely been eliminated, so clearly you can start the process all over again.
Well, the thing that concerns me is that every, you know, there's a mystery here. Why are the bees disappearing? Why are the frogs disappearing? Everybody trots out their favorite boogeyman, you know. The people who are worried about cell phones say, well, the cell phones are doing it. You know, all these new, you know, radio waves in the sky. And the GM people are saying, well, the GM foods are doing it. You know, the pesticide people are saying, well, the pesticides are doing it. So everybody's got their boogeyman, and they're all blaming the same boogeyman as the problem to the bees or frogs or whatever disappearing. But we see a lot of bees around here. You know, they're not gone. They just hunker down for the winter.
Good to know. Brian, thanks for the clarification. I appreciate hearing from you and the expertise as well at 800-259-9231. We've still got Kurt on the... Oh, no, we don't. We've got Tony who wants to talk to us about the genetically modified thing. We'll come back and talk to him in hour number three if he hangs on, and we'll take your calls as well. Are the genetically modified critics overreacting? Are they freaking out, over making much ado over nothing? Or is there something to what it is that they have to say? Is this really something that could destroy the world's food supply? Hour three coming up.
Really drop dead gorgeous. The debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.